and welcome to the Cord Cutters Podcast. It is episode number 8 for Tuesday, December 18th. Yes, cordcutters.com. Yes, I am Phil. If you heard that voice and said, that sounds oddly familiar. Thanks to the Android Central guys for letting me hijack their feed. We are doing a new podcast over at cordcutters.com, the aptly named Cord Cutters Podcast. So we wanted to cross-post it and try to get some of you guys out there to subscribe. It would be very nice if you would do that. It is available on all the places. If you can get a podcast, you can get the Cord Cutters Podcast. So please, go subscribe. If you don't know me, I'm Phil Nickinson. I did 300-something episodes of the Android Central Podcast. Go all the way back to episode 1 if you've never heard it. It's a lot of fun. Me and Mickey Papillon from the Cell Phone Junkie. I used to run Android Central. Now I do Cord Cutters. I do Modern Dad on YouTube. And I still get to hang out with all the awesome Android Central guys on occasion. So thanks again to them for letting me do this. Coming up, Jerry Hildenbrand and I decided to talk a little bit about the Chromecast. And we had good reason to, because it's finally available on Amazon again. Kind of a big deal, because Google and Amazon have been fighting back and forth because they compete on a lot of this stuff, right? And Amazon said, well, we're not going to sell Chromecast anymore and a whole bunch of other stuff. And Google said, that's fine. You no longer have access to YouTube on all your devices. And really, this hasn't hurt anyone except for you and me. And it just kind of sucks because it makes all their products, you know, just less good. But Chromecast is finally back in the Amazon store. So you can buy it there. And Jerry and I wanted to talk a little bit about it. We tried to stay at a high level as long as we could, but it's me and Jerry, so, you know, we're going to nerd out a little bit, as we are wont to do. So, with that, give me 20 minutes. We've been keeping these podcasts relatively short, which is nice. So, Jerry and I, 20 minutes on the Chromecast. Please subscribe to the Cord Cutters Podcast if you haven't already. Subscribe to Cord Cutters on, you know, Twitter and all that stuff. Modern Dad on Instagram, Modern Dad on Twitter, and of course, Modern Dad on YouTube. That's where I am. So thanks again to the AC guys for letting me do this. Here comes me and Jerry. And stick around. On the flip side, got a little more to tell you. So Jerry Hildenbrand, my friend.
Hello, Phil.
My bearded bedfellow. I was going to say that, but that's not true. I mean, you have a beard.
Yes, that part's true.
So you and I have been doing this as long as Chromecast has been around, and it was kind of a big deal last week. You were on vacation. You missed the big news.
Yes, I missed it.
Chromecast is once again available at Amazon. That's kind of a big deal because before you had to go buy it at, you know, I mean, you could buy it in stores, but the only place online was really everywhere other than Amazon.
Yep.
But being back in Amazon is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to sell any product, Amazon is a must.
So I wanted to, like, back up, and let's just start at the beginning of what Chromecast is and what it is in all of its various forms. Because I kind of, and I forget, this thing is everywhere.
Yeah.
So what is Chromecast in its most basic sense?
It's software that listens for you to request it to fetch audio and visual from the internet, and then it can replay it for you.
So it's sort of a way of getting audio or video that you see on your phone or tablet or even just a web browser onto something else, a speaker, a screen. It's a little confusing because Chromecast isn't just this dongle.
Right.
It's a protocol.
Yeah, it's like a little operating system that you can plug into stuff.
Yeah. And actually, that's true in an even greater sense of the word. We'll maybe talk about that in a minute. Okay, so we have Chromecast, the physical object that you can buy. And then you have, I guess we'll call it the cast protocol, which is the thing inside of it that makes it do the thing.
Right. That's good enough, yeah.
Okay. So the thing that's back on sale at Amazon is the actual Chromecast dongle. And there are actually three of those, right? We've got the basic Chromecast itself. And actually, it just got a slight refresh this year. It looks a little different. The insides were tweaked just a tiny little bit. But for all intents and purposes, it does the same thing that it's always done.
Right. Improved Wi-Fi chip is probably the big takeaway from that.
Yeah, and I think it does 1080p resolution at like 60 frames per second now. But that's it. So you have the basic Chromecast. You have Chromecast Ultra, which does all that and does it in 4K resolution.
Right.
And then you have Chromecast Audio, which I gotta wonder just how many people actually have that at this point. I mean, it's a little niche.
I've got four of them. So. Well, they're my cheap Sonos replacement. I can't afford Sonos everywhere, but I can afford a... When I picked them up, they were $22 and a cheap set of speakers, so...
Can't go wrong there. Okay, so Chromecast, the dongle, the cheap one, the 1080p one, $35. Ridiculously inexpensive. That's great.
The best $35 you'll spend, in my opinion.
I still have my original ones. It's funny, like, where I use them and where I don't. I don't actually use them all that much anymore. So the original one's $35. 4K is what, $69, I believe, when it's not on sale? No, $69, and it's on sale right now for like $59. So if you have a 4K TV, that's what you want to go for. And then audio is what, $15? Oh, it's on sale at $15.
Oh, nice.
It's $35 normally.
Right.
All right, so I plug this thing into, say, my TV. It's got, HDMI, and then you got to plug in power. Right. And actually, it's important to note, if you get the Chromecast 4K, you have to use the power brick that comes with it. You can't just cheap out and like plug it into the USB port on your TV.
Right. It supplies power at the right voltage and wattage, we'll say, but it also has something to do with its connection. It's like an antenna in there, and you can also plug inner Ethernet into another power brick. So it's more than just power is going on there.
I learned that the hard way, by the way. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this thing? And finally try the right power supply. It's like, oh, okay, fine. And to be fair, it very clearly tells you when you open the box up, use this, and fine.
But you're a madman. You don't keep your head and arms inside the car at all times. You have to try everything.
And then audio, Chromecast audio, same sort of thing. You plug it in with micro USB, and then it plugs in with a 3.5mm headphone jack into the speaker.
And it doubles as an optical connection. It's a neat little gadget, but like you said, not many people need or buy one.
So let's say I'm on my phone, and I'm watching a YouTube video on my phone. There's this little Chromecast icon. I touch it, and it says, hey, you can Chromecast this. You can cast it. Is the verb, I guess, to whatever device it sees. And they call them Chromecast targets.
Yep.
So it could be the dongle. I mean, I guess that's where, should we say, Chromecast actually comes in all shapes and sizes, not just these dongles, right?
Right. That was smart of Google to include them in other things, or entice other companies to include them, I guess, is a better way to put that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's built in to the TVs. It's built into Android TV. I've never looked up how they do it, but Amazon and Roku have both kind of piggybacked it a little bit. Technically, it's not Chromecast, but
Dial, depending on the Dial protocol. It's actually Netflix, I do believe, was the company who invented it, and it's also close. You know, that's not exactly what Google is using, but they're also close. You can kind of just make it work.
Yeah, like it'll be a little laggy sometimes. Like it'll take a couple extra seconds to connect. Yeah. But you can send video to your TV that way. Soundbars can also have Chromecast built in. I've got a Vizio soundbar. It's so messed up. I've got a Vizio soundbar connected to a Vizio TV, both of which are their own Chromecast targets. So you got to be a little careful when you're naming this stuff sometimes, and that's where it starts to get a little confusing.
Right, and because the setup is, and it's always been Google's downfall, is setup of their products. Chromecast setup is really straightforward, but resetting things back up is not nearly as straightforward, so take your time the first time you do it.
They have the Google Home speakers all use Chromecast as well. Now, if it doesn't have a screen, obviously it'll just do audio. The smart displays have Chromecast. What am I forgetting? I feel like something else must have it. That's probably... I mean, that's the basics of it.
Yeah. I mean, next year my microwave will probably have it, but for now it's...
It's so I've got my phone, I've got the Chromecast icon, I hit it, and I say, all right, send this video over to my TV. And now all of a sudden I'm watching the video on my TV. But is my phone actually streaming that video to the TV, or is the TV doing it on its own?
The TV, the Chromecast is connected to the internet and streaming it itself. Your phone initiates the connection, and the Chromecast knows where to connect because your phone tells it, and it just connects and downloads the stream and decodes it.
Okay, so unlike the bad old days when, like, literally your phone would be playing this video and right. shooting that video over somewhere else and just killing the battery, and half the time it didn't work, this, it's a totally separate process.
Right. Now, you can mirror your phone through a Chromecast, and it is sure. like the old days and kills your battery, but, you know, if you're wanting to watch a movie from, let's say, Netflix or, you know, wherever, that's how that works.
What about, so that's from a phone, a tablet's the same thing. Now, this isn't an Android-only thing, right?
Nope.
It's also, because it's software, it also works on the iPhone and on iPads.
Yep, and the Chrome internet browser on any PC.
Yep, and I think also on iOS, I believe.
I'm not sure, check. But I think so.
I need to double check. I'm pretty sure it does. I use iOS alongside with Android. I'm back on the Pixel right now. I'm on the Pixel 3 XL, but I still use an iPad. And I've got an Apple TV in the living room. No, I've got an Apple TV in the bedroom, but I've got a Shield TV out in the living room I use sometimes. And it's, I'm back and forth on how I feel about AirPlay. Like, when it works really well.
Yeah.
But I've always felt that Chromecast just seemed like it was a little more lightweight and just worked better and faster.
I'm going to echo that sentiment. Yeah, exactly. My wife is back on the iPhone. Her and T-Mobile, I don't know what they did. Who knows? But she's using an iPhone, and, you know, we've got an Apple TV. And, yeah, it works most of the time, and it's pretty seamless. But it just... It takes longer. It can be a little more finicky, where Chromecast just kind of works.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, this is not a new, I got to go back and look and see when Chromecast came out, because it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been, I remember Andrew was in San Francisco, and they surprised us with that. We weren't expecting it.
Yeah, that was the one I missed, I think, because my wife had burned herself with boiling water, actually.
Oh, dear.
I think, if I remember right. But no. That was a different event. That was just one I couldn't get out to for some reason. It looks like first gen came out in July of 2013. I mean, it's a damn five-year-old product at this point.
And, you know, I've got one of the original ones that I bought when they first came on sale.
Yep.
And that's the one I use every day because it's plugged into my monitor here at my desk.
It's incredible for a couple of reasons. One, it still works. Two, Google hasn't renamed it. And three, yeah. Google hasn't killed it.
Yet. No, yet. They're not going to kill it.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I think Chromecast is probably one of the best inventions to come out of Google in the past, 5 years.
Yep, and I think there are a lot of people at Google who agree, so it's going to be around.
Yeah, is this what you would call it's not an open source product, but developers can go and figure out how to use them through the APIs, and that's right. All public stuff.
Right. It's they're not giving it away lock, stock, and barrel, but they make it really easy for a developer to use.
That's it in a nutshell. Like, it's as simple as it is complicated, I think. Like, once you use it, it makes sense. It's easy to wrap your head around. But
yeah.
In the abstract, it just sounds weird.
Yeah, when you first try to tell somebody, no, you open the app on your phone and you'll find a little button that looks like a TV kind of thing, and you tap it and your Chromecast will start working. That doesn't make nearly as much sense as just using it the first time and then you get it.
And it still works. I've got a Lenovo Smart Display in the kitchen and a Google Home Hub in the bedroom, and it works exactly the same on those. If I want to, if I start a video on my phone or a podcast, actually, is how I do it a lot of the time. Because especially on those, like, I use Pocket Cast, and there's not like a super easy way to start a podcast, mm-hmm. or I need to go and see what's on there and what I want to listen to. So I'll start it on the phone and then just Chromecast it over to the Smart Display in the kitchen. We're still waiting. I'm not sure how that's going to work with Sonos now that I think about it. Sonos is supposed to be getting Google Assistant support, but I don't know if that means you'll be able to just cast stuff over or if you'll have to do it through the Sonos app.
When the Lenovo Smart Display first came out, if you remember, Chromecast didn't work the way we right. thought it would. Google has some sort of new thing going on there that's using Assistant. So I think when Sonos gets everything together, we might actually hear word from Google about something new and cool with Chromecast.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Then there's... Yeah. I mean, it's it's so simple, it's hard.
Exactly. There's really not a lot more to say, except it works really cool, and it just works almost every time.
Yeah.
Well, you'll want to make sure that you've got good Wi-Fi in your house.
That's true. Okay.
That's really important.
Yeah. And okay, so that's where you can get a little screwy, especially with mesh networks now and Wi-Fi bands and that's true.
Don't get started on that. When I first set up Google Wi-Fi here at my house, I had a fit getting all my Chromecasts to work as well as they used to work. I used to have a great big Netgear Nighthawk router that just beamed internet to the entire block.
That's what I have here now.
Yeah, they're amazing, but I wanted to switch over to Google Wi-Fi, and it's a really good product. I ended up having to put one of the Google Wi-Fi pucks in a less than ideal spot right behind my television. And now the Chromecast is just amazing because it's right beside a router.
Do you remember what all this started out as? I still have it. I still have it. It's in my bedroom.
No, but...
Nexus Q.
Yes. Oh, see, and now I should kick myself because I have my Nexus Q here too, hoping one day it'll magically start working again.
I'm never going to throw it away. If you don't know what the Nexus Q was, it was this ball. It was this heavy ball that was like the precursor to Chromecast, but it also had an amplifier in it, so you could use banana plugs and plug it straight into speakers. And it just looked incredible.
It was the best built product Google ever made, which made it sold. So expensive they could never sell it.
It was like $300 and some in change, and they never sold it. They gave them out of Google I/O, and that was
right.
It.
Now they've got the Chromecast Audio for you. Said it was on sale for $19.
Yeah,
it started out at $300, and now it's $19
and weighed 15 pounds. Not quite that heavy, but. All right, so that's Chromecast in a nutshell. Now available at Amazon. We'll have links for all that. If you somehow don't have one and you've ever wanted to watch video on your TV but didn't know how to get it there from your phone, because, I mean, even with all the streaming video that we have now. Oh, actually, that's something we need to mention. Not everything necessarily works quite as easy as it should. So YouTube, obviously, yes. Chrome, absolutely. Some of the streaming apps can be a little wonky. I mean, Netflix is like the next big one that people would want to use.
Right. And it works really well. Netflix
for Chromecast, yeah.
Right. Right.
For some things like the smart displays that use the cast protocol, for whatever awful reason, Netflix is not letting that work. I mean, I haven't checked in like 2 weeks. I'll need to check again, I guess, now that I've said it out loud.
It's going to work. It's something that needs ironed out with the way the smart displays act as a cast target. It's not that Netflix doesn't want you to watch it on the smart display.
Right. Oh, and the other thing we should mention is that even though you can buy this through Amazon now, Amazon Fire TV still has not integrated Chromecast.
No, and I doubt they ever will. It's a pain. Amazon Video, you can make it work if you use a web browser and all this other craziness. They still, Amazon and Google still aren't in love with each other yet. Maybe one day, but not anytime soon.
I see it written both ways. Like, Chromecast still can't do Prime Video. Well, I mean, it can. That's not Chromecast's fault.
Right. And it makes sense that the two companies, you know, they're competitors.
Yeah.
You can't buy Chevy parts and put them in a Ford.
It sucks. I wish it worked, but... At the same time, you can go buy a full Android TV box and you can get some really cheap ones now and you can watch Prime Video through that.
Right.
Probably, I think. It might have been, I'm trying to remember if they opened it up or if it was a Shield only thing for a while.
It was Shield only for a long time. It may still be. And, you know, if you're in the market for an Android TV and don't want to buy a new television set, buy a Shield TV anyway. It's worth the extra $50 to get the Shield and you'll have the best of everything.
We need to do a whole another podcast just on that and maybe try to get one of the NVIDIA guys on because it's ridiculous how good it's almost like Chromecast. It's ridiculous how good it is all these years later.
And that thing, it's gotten 7 major updates. It's still supported. The Shield TV is probably the best Android powered product in the world.
And other than the fact that I can't log into mine because I'm using Google Advanced Protection.
Nah, that's... Oh, and you know what? The people at NVIDIA are just as upset about that as you are.
Oh, yeah. No. I've talked to them about it. That's an Android TV thing and not a...
Yep.
It's almost like they just didn't think about it.
Well, it's that's Google. They get blinders sometimes.
A lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
A lot of balls in the air. All right, Jerry. Thank you for that informative, educational, and fun discussion on Chromecast.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me here.
God, I miss that guy. Jerry and I got to do this more often. Maybe I can recruit him full-time. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about that later. What else is going on? It's almost Christmas, so we'll get the year over with. We got CES coming up. I'm not expecting a whole lot of weird cord-cutting news from there. We'll see. In fact, I don't even have to go, which is great. I've been to enough CESs. But we will have people on the ground there, so if there is any news, we will bring that to you. And of course, we'll have TVs. CES is a big TV show, but yeah, okay. I mean, they're TVs. I only get so excited about TVs. What else is going on? I have discovered, finally, Travelers on Netflix. Having a really good time watching that. It's surprisingly good. I'm, what, 4 episodes in now, I guess, of the first season. They just started the second season. So if you haven't seen that yet, go do it. I'm still knee-deep in The Good Place. My kids got me into that. And that's a nice, fun one that actually the whole family can watch. It's, yeah, all right. Mostly the whole family can watch it. Okay, sure. Mrs. Maisel, still out there if you haven't seen it. Second season, pretty good. I'm enjoying it. They've done a nice job with that. Hey, up on the site, got a review of the Dolby Atmos soundbar from Vizio. It's their entry-level soundbar. It's the annoyingly named SB36512-F6, which is their 36-inch Atmos soundbar. If you haven't ever experienced Atmos before, it's one of those things you got to go into like a Best Buy or something and go into one of those listening rooms and experience it. I can tell you about it all day, but essentially it takes surround sound and adds this third sort of vertical dimension to it. And instead of just having these channels that beam sound in various directions, it gives sound designers up to, I think it's like 134 different objects they can have flying around at one time. So it's not just directional, but it's these virtual objects that can hang in space in your living room, and it totally changes the way you hear things. It's really cool. So they sent me this soundbar to review. It's $500, which, you know, it's not inexpensive, but for that sort of thing, you know, you can easily get over $1,000 for a soundbar with Atmos. So nice little entry level. So go check that out on the site if you haven't already. By the way, we've got a contest running on cord cutters. You can win. We're actually giving away 2 sets of these, a TCL 6 Series TV. That's, you know, it's 2018's model. 55 inches, and along with that, I've got 2 pairs of Roku TV wireless speakers to go with it. These are the speakers. I've also reviewed them on cord cutters, and if you want something that's really simple to connect, then they're perfectly fine in like a spare bedroom or something, or even just, you know, your master bedroom. So we're giving away 2 of those, so go to cordcutters.com to check that out and to enter. I think that's open until like January 2nd, so you got plenty of time left. So with that, that's it for this one. Thanks to Jerry. Thanks to the Android Central guys for letting me hijack their feed for a little bit. We'll probably do it again once or twice. So please subscribe if you haven't already. That's it. We'll see you next time.